brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris went to Texas to find out.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite. They never tell the truth.
To Alex Jones, the world is a very dark place.
America has been captured. America is being robbed. We are now being looted like a third world nation. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up.
World government means world tyranny run by a scientific dictatorship of control freaks that want to carry out forced population reduction.
Do you actually believe everything you say?
I believe all of it, absolutely. What I'm telling is the truth.
None of it is, you know, a shtick, a show at all?
No. It's all true.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back.
I'm live in 30 seconds.
All right. His 6-day-a-week radio show and webcast reach an estimated 1 million people a day.
This federal intrusion is out of control.
And on YouTube and elsewhere, Jones estimates 200 million people have seen his various...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, the third day of September, 2010. And we've had Salon come out and basically attack me yesterday. The New York Times come out and report on us. And more than 100 newspapers. I didn't even have time this morning when I searched my name to look at one-tenth of the stories. And, of course... last night I got a call from some family who noticed that on ABC Nightly News, they promoted the fact that on Nightline tonight, the number one purveyor of paranoia porn. Of course, the New York Times and others have called Gerald Celente the purveyor of pessimism porn. They said that, 3 years ago when he said that the stock market was going to plunge and that the housing bubble would pop. And they're still calling him that when he can just look at the basic facts like any other economist or researcher who's telling the truth can do. And this hit piece is very sophisticated. And a lot of times I don't cover even national television reports about myself just because we're too busy covering all the other important news. But I'm going to cover this first today. Then we're going to get into all the news. We have several guests on as well on the Second Amendment. On the naked body scanners, you name it, coming up today. But the reason I want to lead with this report when we come back from break is that it is a bird's eye view into how they manipulate, how they brainwash, how they condition people. And there's so many different layers to this propaganda. I mean, one obvious one is they come in and say, and use a short clip out of context, where I say either Hitler is good or either Hitler is bad, and the image and idea is basically this guy's Hitler. And they also talk about if you're a kook on the street corner, people laugh at you, but if you've got a radio show, people pay attention to you. So the message is this guy's a kook. But they were here for a whole day, and I gave them documentation for everything that I covered, and they basically implied that I'm exaggerating and making this stuff up. But the most dominant message was over and over again, is he serious? Does he really mean what he's saying? And the idea is that I am a charming kook who has built this media empire and that I don't really believe what I'm saying. Well, that's why we have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'd say 95% of what we cover here is just open source legislation, government documents, and we're breaking it down. Of course, I believe everything I talk about here on this broadcast. So it's all about demystifying Alex Jones. It's all about basically saying that I'm exaggerating and hyping things, and that things aren't as bad as I say, and that, oh, I'm going to cause dangerous people to do violent things. So they basically threw the kitchen sink at me, and it backfired, of course. We'll be right back.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets, electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Friday, September 3rd, 2010. Coming up in about an hour and a half in studio, Paul Velte, the founder and the head of a wonderful Second Amendment organization in Texas fighting for decades for liberty, Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights, will be in studio. He's an attorney. And he's been closely following a case that we've also been tracking here, and I've met the individual. When they wanted to shut down the gun show that had been here for close to two decades in North Austin, they would send in stings of illegal aliens with Texas IDs saying they were citizens, and it's legal and lawful to then sell in a private sale if you say you're a citizen. And the person selling to you isn't a gun dealer, just a private citizen selling their firearms. They call it the gun show loophole to sell. But they don't care. And I see this all the time. People are convicted of things that are not illegal. I have seen cases where people have been indicted and it's gone to court and the judge has instructed the jury that they have committed a crime and basically told the jury to convict them, which judges aren't supposed to do, in the case of Kelly Rushing, handing out a VHS tape. This was 8 years ago, back when VHS was still around. A VHS tape with Ron Paul, 45-minute speech called Neocon on the House floor, and my film, Road to Tyranny. And he was charged with two counts of threatening law enforcement. They said Ron Paul's speech was threatening. This was in the newspapers in Kentucky, like it, with a straight face, like it was reasonable. Not like, hey, this is the Soviet Union. This is wrong. No, the news was, thank goodness, that Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, upstanding family, business owner, would walk up to state police and give them the video and say, please watch this. It's important for you and your family. And they said that it was a threat to law enforcement and disrespectful. So he was charged with being disrespectful. I mean, that's what the judge said, but the actual charge was terroristic threats. And it went to the jury, and they said no on both counts. Not in the case of this gentleman, and Paul Velty's going to be covering it today. He's got a press release that he called me last night with that he wanted us to post at InfoWars.com. And the headline is, Feds convict Texan for selling a gun to an illegal alien with Texas driver's license. And they used this to then shut down the gun show. They had threatened the owners of the venue that were leasing the space once a month to the Saxit, great folks. And when the intimidation wouldn't work, they just staged this event. And it's absolutely terrible that this poor man is facing, 6 months in a, quote, federal work camp. I guess he'll probably go out to Bastrop out there, built onto the side of the military base. The Federal Correctional Facility, Camp Swift, is one of their little work camps. So we're going to be discussing that coming up. I've also got a guest on who came up with these, and I think it's a genius idea. Number one, I'm not going through a naked body scanner. Kind of like with the thumb scanners. A lot of people say, well, if you've got a thumb scan to get a driver's license, all you've got to do is put super glue on your thumb, and then they're not going to get a real thumb scan. And people do that, put a couple of layers of super glue, and it looks clear, but it blocks out the scan. The people aren't paying attention behind the counter. I went ahead and got a license about 5 years ago. I'd gone for 6 years without one, and it was causing a real problem to fly and get my job done. So in this whole secret police grid, I just went ahead and walked in and barely put my thumb down, and they didn't even pay attention that they didn't get a scan. I mean, I wasn't even really touching. I just barely put it on there, and I'll guarantee you they didn't get a scan. But that's one way to do it. But I recommend legislation against the illegal federal ID cards. That's what I think is important, is not try to get around things. I mean, you can do that while you're at it. But the main attack is pointing out this is a police state, has nothing to do with stopping illegals as they, you know, rolled it out across the country back in the mid-90s, claiming it was for that. You've obviously noticed it's not for that. They're issued their separate consul matriculas and are above the law. But they've come out with underwear for men and women with scanner-proof. It's impregnated, I guess, with lead. Or I'll ask the inventor later. I'm not quite sure. Some type of metal, and it does work, and it blocks out the scanners so the perverts and the government don't get shots of your genitals. That's some granny panties right there, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be a YouTube hit right there. So we've got a guest popping in on this subject later. Perhaps I'll have some of the staff wear these on your head, you know, to protect you from the radiation as well. All right, that's enough. And they come in multiple colors. And I'm trying to get these folks as a sponsor. But the point is that I hope this catches on because it'll make the TSA really angry. They'll probably say, oh, no, you're not allowed to cover your genitals up. You know, they already lied and said we can't see your genitals. Now they admit they look at the genitals to make sure it's tuned. They look for those details as part of their handbook. And they are saving all the images. They lied about that. Here's another one. This is hands covering up your genitals. It's imprinted on the underwear. Pretty soon they'll say this is paraphernalia and it's illegal, probably. You know, you've got to let the devils in the government and the Homeland Security do all of this. Okay, let me stop screwing around here because this is a serious radio transmission. And we are dealing with serious issues here. We have seen a mega hit piece by Nightline. Nightline is the most viewed television news program, broadcast television. It reaches conservatively 7 million people a night. That's conservatively what it reaches. And they also, I'm told, have been airing pieces of this on the ABC Nightly News. I'm kind of proud of myself. It was about 9:30 when I got word that in about an hour, 10:30 Central Time, Nightline was coming on. It took my wife and I about an hour to get the television set working for us to be able to even watch it after the children had been put to bed. It took an hour to get the TV working to watch television. That'll give you an idea how much TV I watch. In the garage where I run on the treadmill almost every morning, the only way I can make myself run is to watch movies, typically action movies, things like that, so I can kind of shift into suspended disbelief and forget that I'm jogging, something I hate to do. So I do probably watch 45 minutes a day of television. And it's just all laced with propaganda and conditioning, and I do learn quite a bit about what the system's doing. And I do watch excise clips of a spectrum of international television, national, local television, on YouTube and Google every day. And then I send those select clips of things that I think are important to Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes via IM, or I call them and say, post this, please. So I am watching television. I am up on what they're doing, but I tend to watch boil downs of it. So I did spend an hour. And we were able to tune in with the to the digital TV with the digital rabbit ears and actually catch what was going on there on Nightline. And, I was a little concerned because there's been some vicious hit pieces in the past that do the old frontal assault. This guy wants to kill cops. This guy might be a secret white supremacist. This guy might be in league with Chinese jet pilots from Pluto. This guy believes in chupacabras and aliens. I mean, that's one of their most popular disinfo things is that I'm a UFOologist when we don't even cover that here. You know, when he's not covering chupacabras and little green men, he thinks the government's poisoning your water. This piece is more sophisticated. Number one, with these TV pieces, they must put an obesity lens on me. I mean, I'm not svelte. I'm not to toit, as Fat Bastard would say in one of those, what were those stupid movies? Where they make jokes about Austin Powers, yes. they put the fat bleeper lens on me every time I'm on television, and I know what these $100,000 cameras do. If they're tuned right, it actually doesn't add 10 pounds to you, but they do something that always adds about 20 pounds to me, which I always think is comical. So they did that. They did unflattering shots. Anybody that's in television knows this. They did some basic stuff like that. They put this out-of-context clip where I said either Hitler's good or Hitler's bad, giving you the idea that I'm into Hitler. They use some fascist-looking iconography from the Obama deception to describe that's what I'm pushing, when I'm actually showing the globalist in a fascist light with fascist-looking graphics. So there's all the visual things they were doing. And they, of course, prejudiced the entire piece in the opening salvo by saying, you know, if somebody's screaming this on a street corner, you just think, oh, this guy's a lunatic kook, and keep walking and shake your head. But this guy's got a radio show at least reaching a million people a day. That's what I told them, 2 million a day. That's what our analysis shows. But they went out and researched, and they think it's a million a day. Whatever. And we told them 200 million just of my films being seen on YouTube and Google. It's probably 300, 400 million. We don't know if you count everything. And so they played that down as well, but still, oh, he reaches a lot of people, he's dangerous, and he's the purveyor of pessimism porn, or a new term, paranoia porn. I'm sorry, that's Gerald Celente and others that criticize derivatives and the end of the Glass-Steagall Act and private banks being able to issue trillions in fake counterfeit money. They call that pessimism porn if you criticize government or the economy or unemployment or toxic waste or the Gulf spill or anything. That's pessimism. No, I'm paranoia porn. I'm a purveyor. You know, the stuff that we put on air, you got to put in a black bag when you leave the shop. Porn, you know, that idea that needs to be censored, it needs to be put in a red light district, it needs to be curtailed, and then, I could cause people to commit violence. And so they just go down the line a 6.5 minute piece that is a window into pure brainwashing. Stay with us.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
I mean, there are so many things, different layers and systems of visual and audio disinformation in this piece. You could teach an entire semester college course just on this 6.5 minutes. This is a wonderful way to educate people. And they had a lot of different messages, but Alex is going to cause violence. Alex doesn't really mean what he's saying. He exaggerates. You know, we're going to find out, does he really believe what he's saying? It goes on and on and on. And I was honest with him. I said, well, sometimes I overstate things, but not on purpose. But most of the time, I underestimate things. And our viewers and listeners over the years have learned that. It's almost always worse than we first thought. I mean, that's what government and these corrupt corporations are involved in. They've gotten so accustomed to doing whatever they want and getting away with it that the sky's the limit. And it just went on and on and on. With different layers of it, and, you know, showing me as jovial and always happy and has three children. See, things really aren't that bad. No, things are great on this planet. Life is wonderful. We're defending the good things by fighting back against this corruption. But here is one of the key points of the overarching system. I had Dan Harris, the host of ABC Nightly News. He's one of the main hosts. He's the official weekend anchor. I took him in and showed him Herman Van Rompuy calling for world government, head of the EU. Gordon Brown, they were here 6 months ago, still prime minister of England. I gave him Rothkopf's article, head of the Kissinger Group in the Washington Post, super class, admitting there's a world government. I gave him, and now for world government, Financial Times of London by their foreign editor, admitting it is an authoritarian secret government, it is world government, it's for your own good. And he would just laugh at it and say, they don't really mean the world government you mean. And I would give him government documents where they were talking about putting things in the water to sterilize us or reduce fertility. And I gave him documents about the flu shot causing convulsions in Guillain-Barre and everything. Now confirmed by the British Medical Journal and the EU Commission. I mean, it's now admitted. Wasn't 6 months ago. We just had all the medical experts on to cover it and read the inserts on air. I mean, the inserts admit it. Now it's admitted mainstream news. And he would not put any of that in the piece. It's just their credibility up against mine. They're ABC News, they're slick, and I'm saying, look, you guys have gone from denying world government exists to saying, okay, it exists, but it isn't nefarious. I mean, it's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine, everywhere, world government, literally thousands of articles. In 1 week last year when they had the G20 in Pittsburgh, we did the Google search on air in news, thousands of articles saying world government. Almost all of them saying how good it was. In 1 week, thousands, thousands. And they were here just right after that. And I was showing them this. Stacks of news I tried to give them. Stacks of videos. And they just would laugh at me. And that day while they were here, I even knew what they'd do. I went to dinner with them afterwards. And I said, please, don't say that I just had one CNN report that said, hey, green sex life is good, green dating is good, only have one child. I said, I read four articles on air in that one day, and my point was that one day without looking, four articles in mainstream news saying how good it is to have only one child for your carbon footprint. I mean, a guy just took hostages 2 days ago saying this. It's just all over the news. You wallow in it. I don't take Time Magazine and Newsweek. My mother still does. I go to their house for dinner at least once a week with my children, and they're laying around. It's the end of summer. You know, kids should stay in school. You should only have one child. Suicide is good for the earth. I mean, it's everywhere. I'm not even looking for this, and I'm in the checkout line at the grocery store and see it everywhere. Routinely buy the magazine and show it to you. And I was giving him piles of this, and what did Dan Harris do? He says, Alex, I've got the CNN report. It was just joking about having one child. And I said, no. And then he just cut. He wouldn't show me saying, no, I showed you four articles today. And my point is, we are basted in this propaganda, this anti-human propaganda, this overpopulation propaganda. And his message is, Alex exaggerated by taking out of context what I did. But he went further. We're going to play the clip when we come back. And I'm going to analyze it. He went further than that. I mean, every millisecond, everything they do is a distortion. He said, I won't even give you that a world government's forming. As if he gives it to me. As if he's up on the mountain and I receive it like he's Moses with the tablets engraved with the Ten Commandments. The Leviticus law. He is my priest. You know, ABC, if they say it isn't real, it isn't. When Dan Harris, the anchor of Nightline, the anchor of ABC Nightly News, when I showed him the establishment themselves in triplicate calling for world government and showed him videos of it, he just said, no, there is no world government being formed, even though the IMF came out last week with another report calling for world government and a new global currency called the Bancor. So he's hoping his audience is ignorant and trying to dumb them down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create
a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small,
so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and individual significance and classism, statism, and all the rest of those control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human. human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. Junior Court.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That was a 2.5-minute clip from my appearance in the 2000 award-winning Richard Linklater and Tommy Pallotta film, Waking Life. Thank you for joining us today. Paul Velt is coming up in the next hour to discuss the vicious attacks on the Second Amendment. I've got world news, health news, climate and energy, Israel, Iran, Middle East news, war on terror news. But right now, college is in. We are breaking down the anatomy of a high-tech brainwashing disinformation Nightline piece. 7 million people conservatively watched this as their lead story last night. They did a few minutes on the hurricane and then cut straight to this. Then they went to Tony Blair and his admissions after that. And I'm going to go ahead and start playing this clip. I'll be stopping it throughout. I've already analyzed the basic disinformation tactics they used. But then I'm going to stop and, again, point each one out. And people know this about mainstream corporate media. They understand the agenda. People instinctively know how much they twist and spin and lie. So 10 years ago, when they could get away with this more, when people were just starting to really wake up and change their paradigm, it would just be brazen, a total straw man. And we still see some of those tactics. 2 hours after Poplawski kills three cops, the guy hates me. He's a white supremacist attacking me all over the web. I didn't know who he was, but later we found out. And they lied and said Alex Jones, you know, made him do it. And I forced 5 newspapers to retract. Okay, I sent them letters, and I said, look, here he is on his website and other white supremacist sites attacking me. You know he didn't do this for me. And you know that this was put out within 2 hours of them arresting him. How dare you? And they retracted. So they still do brazen straw man type stuff, trying to sick the police and IRS on me. The Statesman, New York Daily News, implied that I supported Stack attacking the flying his airplane in the building here in Austin. I was on air within 1 hour and 10 minutes of that happening. It happened at about 9:55. I was on air at 11. So about an hour and 5 minutes later, and I said, you watch, they're going to blame it on me. This is horrible. I'm against violence. And an hour after that, by the noon hour, so 2 hours and 5 minutes later, there were already blogs making fun of me. Look, Alex is saying this about himself. He's saying they're going to blame him. What a kook. And within minutes of that, there was already mainstream articles saying that I basically loved it and was encouraging it. I know how they operate, okay? I know what they're up to. All I do is study them. You know what your favorite football team's going to do. You've been watching them for decades, or you love a coach, and you most of the time can judge what play they're about to run. You sit there in your house drinking beer, eating pizza, saying, look, Bob, I told you he was going to run the split wedge shotgun or whatever it is. It's the same thing. All of you can figure this out if you just start studying how they operate. So people know they spin and lie, but now they're not as brazen. They do it in a lot of different ways. And so they just imply I'm sitting around going, the government's poisoning the water. The government's once world government. You know, Jones has no proof. He's just saying this. And very telling how ABC anchorman interviewing me said, oh, I'm not going to even give you that a world government's being formed. Counting on his viewers, hoping his viewers haven't read the thousands of mainstream articles admitting world governments here, run by private international banks, exactly as we said it would form, and run by the exact people we said would form it, because we were reading their own white papers. And I've used this analogy many, many times, but it'd be like if my wife liked a television show, and she told me this show is coming on Monday night at 8. And then the show came on, and I said, my gosh, honey, you're a genius. How did you know this was coming on at 8 o'clock? Because it's in the TV guide. I mean, that's what... I mean, the Rockefeller Foundation in 68 said we'll develop vaccines to sterilize people. In 88, they said we've got a tetanus shot with a hormone added that'll sterilize women. Then by 1995, through a UN program, Rockefeller funded, they were caught doing it in 3 continents. Asia, Africa, and South America. I mean... open and shut. Done. Caught. Red-handed. Red-handed. And now because we're exposing them, they're coming out going, yeah, we do want to sterilize you. It's for the earth. Yeah, we do want to add stuff to the water to make you calm and make you happy and make you be passive and go along with what we're saying. So you're literally hooked into a brainwashing system when you just sit there drooling watching television. And that's who they want. They want their audience that just sits there on Prozac or sits there on drugs or whatever they're doing or drunk, just accepting whatever ABC says. They're hoping you're not conscious. We're saying be conscious. Watch everything. Learn about these tactics. What is my tactic? As I say in the piece, everybody's got an agenda. I teach my son that. Mine is liberty, freedom, and the truth. And I just frontal assault, forget the maneuvers, I go straight at them with the truth, with historical, societal information. And then you make a decision about what you want to do. Okay, I'm going to stop and start this a few times, but here is the Nightline piece that 7 million people watched last night. Here it is.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones,
okay,
a man who trades in...
Okay, back it up a few seconds. So again, if I say to you, red bicycle, what do you image in your mind? A red bicycle. If I say blue whale, what do you image? A blue whale. If I say giraffe, what do you image? A giraffe. If I say Bengal tiger, what do you see? A Bengal tiger in your mind's eye. It images it. If I say 747, what do you image? A large passenger jet. If I say Colorado, what do you image? Mountains. His image that he puts in your mind is of a person with a scraggly beard with mustard stains down their front, screaming the end of the world is near, drooling. If you stand on the street corner yelling, you know, the government's poisoning the water, you're a kook. But if you're doing it and you're Alex Jones, see, they don't like, they're all about imaging. They don't like it that I'm sitting here in a decent studio, well-spoken, talking to you. See, that has a higher level of gravitas and dignity than a homeless person. And a lot of those homeless people are vets or they're people that have really lived and experienced trauma. And they're freaked out by the incredible realities, and it makes them go crazy. Many philosophers have said you'll get a lot better idea about the world sometimes from an old homeless man. But see, he's a slick guy in a fancy studio with a suit. And that's their message. We have more credibility than Alex Jones. Because they talk softly, they're condescending, they laugh at me. Here it is.
There's a day, such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris.
Hit pause. Every 5 seconds, another psych warfare operation. Now they're implying I don't have credibility. Am I? You know, I'm just making this stuff up. You have to wonder. See, they don't put the issue on the table, is a world government forming? Are they putting things in the water to make us servile and to sterilize us? Is bisphenol A in the printer ink in most of the products to sterilize you? I have the government documents talking about it. Of course it is. 5 years ago, they'd laugh at you and say bisphenol A in the problem. Shut up, kooks. I had media attack me 5 years ago about bisphenol A. Now they admit it and they're pulling it off the shelves. 100% it does it. Thousands of studies. They've known for 6 decades. So see what he's doing? See what he just did right there? They make it about, do you like how Alex looks? Does he even believe what he's saying? It's about whether you believe in me. Because that's all they've got. They're slick. They've got fancy studios. They've got good-looking, well-spoken people. Everyone chosen off of Q scores with focus groups on can they sell this to people. See, with them, it's all packaging. And so they want you to go off packaging, not go out and find out if Alex is telling you the truth, because when you do go research, you'll find out not only am I telling you the truth, it's far bigger than I can even describe. The world's far too big and complex. But in almost every case, it bends towards even being darker than I can even imagine. You can look at their white papers, their documents, but the reality of the tyranny is so much more real than just talking about it. You know, if I say car wreck, dead bodies on the highway, you can image that. But isn't it even more real to drive down the road and see smashed bodies and guts smeared on the road? You ever seen that? I've seen that a few times. I've seen people decapitated on the side of the road. But see, I can tell you about that, but until you've seen it, until you pulled over to help people when a Corvette flips five or six times and there's people with their heads chopped off and blood squirting out. Oh yeah, I pulled right off when there's blood spurting. You say, what are you talking about? I'm explaining to you that they want you to only have the image. Do you believe ABC or do you believe Alex? And I'm saying you can't believe Alex Jones or ABC. You've got to go out and see the car wreck of tyranny, of the New World Order, of lying about WMDs, of lying about derivatives for yourself. You've got to experience losing your job. You've got to experience your 10-year-old getting cancer from the vaccines. You've got to experience your 18-month-old going into a convulsion when they're given the MMR shot to really know that I'm not lying to you. You've got to experience the CPS coming and taking your child. I know them. What did I say last week? I said every time I see an abuse case, almost every time, and it's really horrible, some crackhead with a four-year-old child who weighed 15 pounds. A six-month-old supposed to weigh 15 pounds. There was a case in New York. And it turned out the CPS had known for years and did nothing. But if you're a healthy, good-looking family with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby that they want, they'll take your child for nothing. But if you're some poor black baby that the system doesn't care about because this is a eugenics operation, they let her starve her little four-year-old daughter to death. She was found in a crap-filled bed, chained down 15 pounds, looking worse than a concentration camp victim. What did I say last week? I said I've seen these cases over and over again. They're really horrible. You'll hear CPS needs more funding in Texas or Florida or New York or Michigan because, oh, they let this family do this to their kid. Turns out they were having visits every week to the house and wouldn't take the child from this crackhead that wouldn't feed her baby. But your child falls out of a tree and breaks their arm and is 4 years old or 5 years old or 6 years old or climbs up on a picnic table and falls off, they're going to take your child because they got families that want that little child. And those families are given a backstory. They don't know the child was stolen by CPS. All right, I'm already digressing. That's my point, is this all just feeds out into thousands of other issues and topics and points. All right, continue with the piece. Here it is.
Now, are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite. They
hit
never
pause.
Tell.
What? I mean, again, every second, what does that mean? I said this global government has many of the same policies and eugenics ideas of Hitler. And so you're either for Hitler or you're against Hitler. You're either for this New World Order or you're against it. This New World Order is Hitlerian. What do they do? They just have me up there saying you're either for Hitler or against it to send a message that, was that guy just saying he might be for Hitler? They took a three-second clip, back it up, back up to the start. I'm not going to interrupt it anymore until we go to break and we'll come back and play the rest. Please. I've just played 20 seconds of this, and I've had to stop it four times because everything is to confuse people and make them hate me and to go, what is this lunatic talking about? You're either for Hitler or against it, no context. I gave context. They were here all day, and they just took 6-7 months to come up with a 6.5-minute piece of total confusion. Here it is.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris went to Texas to find out.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say, it's the opposite. They never tell the truth.
To Alex Jones, the world is a very dark place.
America has been captured. America is being robbed. We are now being looted like a third world nation. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. World government means world tyranny run by a scientific dictatorship of control freaks that want to carry out forced population reduction.
Do you actually believe everything you say?
I believe all of it, absolutely. What I'm telling is the truth.
None of it is, a shtick, a show at all?
No, it's all true.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back.
I'm live in 30 seconds.
All right. His six-day-a-week radio show and webcast reach an estimated 1 million people a day.
This federal intrusion is out of control.
And on YouTube and elsewhere, Jones estimates 200 million people have seen his various documentaries.
We're taking our destiny back! You're not our gods or our masters!
With titles like The Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and The Obama Deception.
Do you think Obama's a criminal?
Barack Obama is definitely an unconstitutional criminal.
Jones espouses a litany of conspiracy theories, although he thinks that term belittles his reporting.
FEMA's running concentration camps.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to come back and play the rest of it. And I've already made all my comments. It's just everything in that piece is manipulation. Even the clips of my films they used were meant to be confusing. Like, what is he doing? We'll be right back.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Okay, let's continue with this disinformation piece. Roll it.
In concentration camps?
Yes. They have designated sports stadiums. They have designated fields for the American people during a civil uprising.
The government's poisoning the water?
Absolutely. I have all these other government documents where the government proposes and government think tanks propose poisoning the water to dumb down the population, make them more easily manageable.
9/11 was an inside job?
Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
Hit pause. Back it up a few seconds, please. Thank you. So he just sits there. They're poisoning the water. They stage the terror attacks. They've got camps. Like, he's Perry Mason, and I'm just admitting how crazy I am. Of course, I gave him the Emergency Centers Act bill, which is legislation to openly fund what they've already built, Rex 84. I gave him everything. And they admit Brigade Homeland's training for civil unrest and mass arrest. I mean, that's Army times. He doesn't care. It's just, boy, look at this crazy person. Let's continue.
It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
Look in the mirror.
People who monitor hate groups say they are extremely worried about the influence Jones had. You know this, but you have these vociferous critics who say that by floating...
All right, pause. Back it up again a few seconds. So people that monitor hate groups... But the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been so exposed as political hacks that demonize innocent people and that folks like Hal Turner work for the feds that they wouldn't even say their names. Just people that monitor hate groups. So the message is, I'm a hate group. And then they go into, I'm going to cause violence. Like the guy watching all the Inconvenient Truth movies and things that took hostages a few days ago, who's calling for global one-child policies. Continue.
For his critics who say that by floating these highly charged ideas at a time when the country is already very angry and anxious, that you're making things more dangerous.
Look, I've got to report the information I see and what I believe is happening. I have a responsibility to put out the information, and what people do with it, that's their issue.
All right, let's stop there. In the text article they wrote for ABC, you can go read it, it says, I've got a responsibility to put out, period. And everybody's in the comments going, what is he, a male hooker? So they made me sound crazy in the text by cutting that out and putting a period when I said I have a responsibility to put out the information I have. Took it out of context in the text because they could lie in the text. And the text, the way they put it together, is even worse than the actual piece. It makes it sound like I'm this guy that's about to cause a revolution. And notice, it's not about the corrupt banks, the corrupt government that's making people angry. It's not their fault. No, it's my fault that I'm telling them what the government's doing to them. See how every 10 seconds is another lie. They hit you on every level to try to punch that button. It's a full spectrum attack to try to hit everybody watching with whatever their hot button is. Hate groups, you name it, they're punching those buttons. They make me sound incoherent. I have a responsibility to put out information that I have. They cut it, put out. Here it is.
ABC Nightly News / Nightline here.
Despite his mistrust of the so-called mainstream media, Jones agreed to let us into his world for a day.
Hey, we're just soldiers looking across each other on the picket line here.
Jones says he doesn't allow his dim view of human nature to color his personal relationship.
Do you have a sense of who your listeners are in terms of demographics?
He's downright ebullient about his wife and their three young children.
So your son knows the word propaganda?
Yes.
A seven-year-old.
All right. We're going to come back and conclude it. And we've got two guests coming up the next hour. Wide open phones in the third. A ton of news I'm going to be covering. But... we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.